Welcome. This is RAM Radio. RAM stands for Reformation Apologetics Ministry. The host of RAM Radio is Pastor John Coleman of Enter the Word, the Biblical Alternative. Using the Bible as his guide, Pastor John plans to equip the African-American Christian community with the tools that make the scriptures become clear for practical living and protection from the false teacher. Using the discipline of apologetics will open the eyes of the student of the Word to see God's absolute truth and the original intent of the scriptures. RAM Radio will challenge what you were taught about the Bible as well as your way of thinking and living in this world. God demands more from those who say, "I believe." Grab your Bible and pen and paper. Let's begin our study. Here's Pastor John Coleman.
Thank you so much, Mark Ramsey. RAM Radio, the webcast. It's Thursday night, September the 17th, 2009. 1 Peter 3:15 says, "Sanctify Christ as Lord in our hearts, always being ready to make a defense to everyone that asks us to give an account of the hope that is in us, yet with gentleness and with reverence." From Los Angeles, California, welcome to RAM Radio, the webcast. I'm Pastor John Coleman here in the Lucy Coleman studio with Mark Ramsey, radio producer and very dear friend over the many years. Mark, let's just start off tonight's webcast by, and I guess I'm going to have to level and call this presentation something. But Mark, have you seen a lot of changes in your life in your country since you've been a grown man?
Yes, I have seen a lot of different changes, mostly in, well, the ones that I recognize are the relationship that people have with each other. It has gone from generally casual, how are you, talking to each other as you go into the elevator, as you're, you know, before coffee shops are everywhere. Mm-hmm. People seem to be genuinely friendly to each other over the years, and currently there is this edge that I see with people where it's basically mistrust, distrust, and from my perspective, it's not so much the old type racism that was brought up in some households, but it's this distrust of other human beings, because human beings have become selfish and short with each other, so you can't trust what other people are going to do. You used to be able to trust people to pick up your wallet and give it to you without taking the money out, telling you, "Miss, you know, your bag is hanging up. You need to close it." You know, or grab someone's kid and say, "Hey, don't do that." But now things have changed to where there's this animosity and this theme of distrust, and you can see it in the TV shows. I know you don't watch TV, but some of that translates into real life, and the real life translates into the TV shows. So they're depicting what they came up with, what their life has been like, and so people, the young kids, see that, and then that becomes part of their life.
You know, I think that you gave the correct description. I wanted Mark to start off because I wanted you people sitting up there that's listening to us to ask yourself the very same question. What have you noticed in this society lately? What have you noticed in terms of racial tensions between whites and blacks? White or black friends that you've had for years, now do you look at each other differently through a different lens? I would wonder about you educators. What kind of conversations are you having with teachers that you know that in the business of teaching has this socialistic agenda of the government kind of like dampened the relationships between friends here? Primarily, excuse me, the racial incidents. I understand on the news this week, and that's what I'm just going to do today. We're just going to cover a few things that's come out on the news and throw it around. I remember when Congressman Wilson made the statement towards the president that he lied. I don't think that was racially motivated, and I'm a black man. I'm old enough to know what a racially motivated thing is. But because Jimmy Carter says it, should we believe it? I think not your typical Negro, a friend of mine who lives in Atlanta, Georgia, said it well on one of his recent blogs on his YouTube website. He said that he was speaking of the fact that Betty Price comes out of with a book talking about pastors that commit adultery and the things that they do. But Typical put it very well. He said there has been other pastors and preachers talking about this scandalous behavior for years in the church. They weren't even listened to. And now you got a royal fake apostle pimp's wife writing a book and everyone looking at her like she's the authority. True equity and justice and ethics has been turned upside down. I saw a video, a Christian friend of mine emailed it to me, to my Facebook. I can't find it now. Thank God he took it off of his, because, you know, just having that on his site would incriminating. But it was a video. I don't know what country it was from. The adults were speaking Spanish, and they had children, kindergarten and first grade agers, doing the bump and grind like they were having sexual intercourse. The whole classroom of children. And all the adults were laughing hysterically at children mimicking having sex with each other up against the wall. Literally laughing out loud, all of the adults. And the poor children thought that it was funny. Of course, it is no wonder that our society is literally, well, God is going to judge us severely. After seeing that video clip this morning, and I wanted to show it to Mark, but it's, you know what, I would feel, I'm going to tell you how dangerous that video clip was. If I were watching a porno video, I wouldn't feel as bad as I felt watching that. That's how bad that clip was. I could watch a porno video and say, well, look at these heathens. But watching that took the life out of my soul, because there is no future for anybody in this country. I asked my college class today, I'm in the classroom, listen to me, ladies and gentlemen, and then you're going to know how serious this is. I said, guys, got this question for you. I said, if you ever get married, is there a possibility of you marrying a virgin? All the guys in the classroom laughed and said, are you crazy? I immediately turned to the women, the young women in the college classroom. This is in an ethics classroom.
Right.
Because we're talking about what is ethically acceptable in a culture. And I said to the young women, I said, did you hear what they just accused you of? They tantamountly accused you of being sluts. None of the women protested. Were not outraged at all. Looked at me, and I want you Christians to listen to me because I got a lot to say during this hour. Looked at me like, where have you been? Their penises were put there for us, and our vaginas were put there for them. No shame. I continued to ask them questions about their parents. And in that generation, most of their parents are doing the same thing. So now we're living in a world. See, those of you Christians out here that, because the young lady from New York that said that you listened to me, and I got to talk about this too, and I want to spend a little time talking you through that. As a matter of fact, Mark, I'd like you to help me. You see that laptop under there? If you slide it out, don't drop it, please. And if you can set it on this table here. And because the thing is on this laptop, I don't care if, you can set it here. And the power cord is right next to it there. And if you can plug it up, and then, because I got to bring up something to explain to the listening audience here, something. I had two Christian men come by and visit my home the other night. And should be a plug available right under there. they came by to visit my home, and they listened to my webcast, so they'll probably hear me speak about them. One of them may be a little angry. I'm not going to give their names so that you won't know who they were. But when they came by, and I was working on some college work, some grading papers, putting formats together, doing things like that, and I mentioned to them about what's all over the internet, and all the Black Christian church is talking about this very popular Christian singer, Tonex. T-O-N-E-X, I think is what. Tonex or Tone, whatever he called himself. He has a full name. But if you know anything about the gospel singing feel, he's a very talented young man. He sings, he dances, he plays the piano, he plays the drums, he does choreography. He has sung with famous people, Sheila E. She's a drummer, and I guess she plays to the Black Christian Church entertainment deal. Now, what he does, ladies and gentlemen, and you probably heard about it, and a lot of people, Mark, have been waiting on me to respond to it, because this lady from New York wrote me and said that basically she was shocked at Tonex, or whatever his name is, coming out and saying that he's homosexual. And, you know, yeah, that's exactly my response. Why are you shocked? See, we are living, ladies and gentlemen, in a world where you can come out and say anything you want to. Absolutely anything you want to at any time to anyone.
Because there's no shame anymore.
There's no shame, right? Shame is gone. And now, wait a minute. What I like about the interview, and I watched it, this lady had it on her site in three parts, and I watched all three of the parts of the interview, and it's all over the YouTube. What I liked about the interview was that the young man told the truth. Young man told the truth. It was a very important part about the interview that I was trying to, and I was trying to share that to the two guys that I taught in my classroom. He told the truth. One guy was telling me, no, he didn't. I looked at this Christian man and I said, you know what? I know what truth is. Tonex told the truth. Because the woman asked him in the interview, well, are you struggling with your homosexuality? And he said, struggling. And he looked at her like, are you nuts? Not struggling with anything. He was saying, I can do who and what I am. Now, I don't know why these African-American Christians are outraged at this young man saying that, when Tony pointed out to the interviewer all the sex that's going on in the church in the first place. His father was a pastor.
Well, that's true.
And now he's pastoring the church down in San Diego. And the Church of God in Christ and the Holy Roller people are saying that he shouldn't be pastoring. I got some news for you people. There's so many people in that church organization banging each other. I'm just going to leave in the white church too. Having sex, sneaking out on their wives or husbands, drenched in pornography, drenched in it, you know, in the sex shops, doing that. And then everybody's getting outraged because Tonex, wait a minute, the woman asked him, well, did you like sleeping with your wife? He said, me and my wife didn't divorce because of me liking to sleep with men. We just ran out of fervor. You know, we just got tired of it. He told the truth. And then he went on to explain how being with the man is more exciting for him and how it gives him more fulfillment than being with the woman. Now, what I appreciate about Tony, I want some of them to start tripping on me, because see, I'm supposed to hate like them. I'm supposed to be shocked and outraged like them. See, their hero. I didn't tell you to buy them CDs. Why'd you buy this? Why did you make this man almost a millionaire? he made some money off of black folk in the church.
Yeah.
Just like, let me tell you about another hypocritical statement. A lot of you are looking at Donnie McClurkin's statement, and you can see that statement. As a matter of fact, let me turn on my other computer here, because Stand Up Ministry has that on their website. Where, let me go to Stand Up Ministry's website right now. I think he got the Donnie McClurkin statement there. Yeah. And I'm going to talk about another person that's on Stand Up Ministry's website that I don't think they know this person, but when I show Mark Ramsey, Mark Ramsey knows this person. And as a matter of fact, me and Mark Ramsey knows this person very well. You saw his picture. Yeah, see, Mark is laughing already, and he hadn't even seen it yet. Now, you guys, see, Mark, the so-called church, these folk tickle me. Because number one, when it comes to having knowledge about what's going on in the real world.
Yes.
I tell you, anytime I do a webcast, I got something to say. But when I say it, it's not going to come. You Christians need to listen to me. I'm not going to come across trying to back up no church. What church? There's two people that's a part of the church in this studio right now, Mark Ramsey and John Coleman. Bob Klink is probably cutting somebody open and doing some surgery. No, he's not a killer. He's a doctor. But I know that there's two Christians. Bro, man, my dog is not even a Christian. Okay? So don't even try to go there. But some of you don't know who you're talking to. Now, let's first deal with Tone X. How could Tone X be respected by me for telling the truth? How could, with the cameras rolling, could he tell everybody, yes, he sleeps with men, and not even feel guilty, look guilty, or anything else? And his father was a preacher. He was raised in the church. He came up in the church, baptized in the church, and now he's a pastor of a church, and he comes out and tells him that I sleep with guys. Now, how come Pastor John is not freaking out? Well over 2,000 years ago, a whole bunch of years ago, Aristotle, the great philosopher, was speaking about ethics. And in his writings, he had a writing, and I want you to listen to me, because some of you need to listen to me. I know you don't want to hear about no philosopher. All you want to hear is me hate somebody.
Give the beat down.
Yeah, right. You want to see me give the beat down because you feel an outrage because you got Tone's albums, and you might as well keep on playing them. The boy can sing.
Now you want some justice. Tear him down, Pastor some justice. John.
Wait a minute. He danced and made me happier. I bought his CD. I got his DVD of him dancing and singing about Jesus, and I cried when he was singing the worship songs, and how could he do this to me? Quiet as kept, he don't even know you and ain't even thinking about you. And if there's anything, he's laughing at a bunch of bumbling idiots that call themselves the church that would listen to him in the first place, because he knows what he is and he knows what he's doing. The so-called church are the ones that's lost their way. Just like the gentleman that tried to biscuit my name because I told the truth about John MacArthur. Now, I'm the mad guy. Man, I'm not thinking about people like that. Y'all are twisted. Now, let me tell you what Aristotle said years ago, and I can't help it. I'm an educated black man, and I'm thankful to God that God gives me education, because I asked the same question many, many years ago. How can people do something that they know is morally spoken against in the Bible? Well, in Aristotle's writings, he wrote a section on Nicomachean ethics. Nicomachean ethics. Now, let me give you a definition of what he said about that. Ask about the good, which was the aim of every action. In other words, Aristotle says that every action has an aim. Everything that you do has an aim. For those of you that are married to your wives and husbands now and can't stand them, I would say, what was the aim of you marrying them? Okay, for those of you that let your children do anything they want to do, what was the aim of you having children? Obviously, it's not to chastise them. So when they mess up, what you tripping for? See, so he says, ask about the good, because the good is the aim of every action if you're honest with it, and about what could constitute a final good. And Aristotle would say that a final good was something that was to be sought for its own sake. Now, you got to listen to me, because you see, some of you think that you're so Christian. I wouldn't have known. You sat down at a steak and start eating it. You're not going to be frowning up. You don't want nobody to disturb you. You want to eat that steak. You want the onions on it. You want the gravy. You want the mashed potatoes. I'm talking to my southern friends now. You want some cornbread drenched in butter. You want a big old tall glass of chilled buttermilk. And for dessert, you want a big old slice of peach cobbler. Now tell me, ask about the good, which is the aim of that action that you eat. All right. There's a final good when you lean back in that chair and tap your stomach and say, that show was a good meal. Now, Aristotle would say that these actions and these aims are something that was to be sought for its own sake rather than for the sake of something higher. See, Aristotle said, you don't go to the deities here. This ain't about God. This is about, you know, we Christians would call this, I think Aristotle rightly defines lust of the flesh. Yes. This is what he's doing.
That's what, see, I was thinking. It's about me.
There you go. It's about me. I'm doing what I want to do because this thing is about me.
Now, my y'all aim was about me.
Right. And you guys want to know something? I'm going to tell you something. And Mark Ramsey is my witness. When I was pastoring the church in the church, this is the way I preach in the church, because issues and things would come out. I do the research. That's what you expect of your pastor. He has to be able to define the society that he lives in, the error of the people that he's living in. Now, I further research this idea, and here's Aristotle's thoughts on this. He came up with the view that the highest good for man was eudaimonia. Now, eudaimonia is the Greek term that he would use, which literally means having a good spirit. Now, let me pause right here, because when the interviewer was interviewing Tone, or whatever his name is, he was sitting there smiling, not upset at any of her questions about sleeping with the man, wasn't outraged, wasn't afraid of anyone, because I want to tell you something about entertainers. First of all, entertainers have sold their souls to Satan, just like Michael Jackson did, all of them. And just because they're singing gospel songs, if you don't believe me, look at that latest hit by Mary Mary. Those of you that like good black gospel songs, Mary Mary would tell you it's all about them. It's all about eudaimonia. You have to know this, which literally means having a good spirit. I feel good about myself. What was the name of the lady that made a record? You may not know her name. It was called I'm Golden, 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 Golden.
That one I don't know.
All right.
That
one very popular African-American singer. Some of you know this lady. And she says, oh, I'm going to do this.